Good afternoon. Thank you. I wanted to point out to you, if you hadn't noticed already, the T. Allen Lawson painting there in the back corner. That is on loan from Tim. Tim is from Sheridan and grew up there and lived in Jackson for a number of years, and then is married to Dory McCullough, who is the author David McCullough's daughter, and they live in Maine now. But that is a scene outside of Pinedale, and the painting is called En Route. And I thought it would be great to have that here, and Tim graciously said that he would be honored to have that happen during the session. I'll pass this around. This is President Bush's Christmas card. President and Laura Bush's Christmas card for this year. And when I got it in the mail, I looked at it and thought, wow, that's a beautiful painting. And it's a Lawson painting from the third floor balcony of the White House. So it's quite an honor for us to have that here, and I hope you enjoy that. And you can buy it if you'd like, but just contact me.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Illoway.
Mr. Speaker, as the chairman of the Legislative Facilities Committee, we do have a process where things can be donated to the Capitol, the artwork program, so that things like this can hang in the Capitol on loan and so forth, or as donation. I just wondered whether you were making that thought.
Pardon? I'm sure with your extensive influence on that subcommittee, Representative Illoway, you can come up with something better than that. Reports from standing committees. Chairman McComey.
Oh, Mr. Speaker, when I glanced over my shoulder when I first came in, I thought the light had finally come on above Representative Illoway.
Thank you. Hopefully it has. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 56, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Begbie, Barbuto, Kennedy, Gingrey, Mercer, Patton, Korberg, Throne, No, Peasley. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 57, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Begbie, Barbuto, Kennedy, Gingrey, Mercer, Patton, Peasley, Korberg, Throne. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 58, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Begbie, Barbuto, Kennedy, Gingrey, Mercer, Patton, Peasley, Korberg, Throne. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number four on education, to whom was referred House Bill 62, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubno, McKim, McComey, Teeters. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to go back into general file today. So don't get used to it, but enjoy it while you can. Simply go to committee announcements right now and adjourn for the day so you can get to committee work. And I would start off with, again, reminding everyone of the Rules Committee meeting at 4 o'clock in room 302. So committee announcements, please. Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number five, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will reconvene to B-63 upon adjournment to get a briefing from the Wyoming Water Development folks and from the state engineer. And everybody's obviously invited. And if you come, please bring this 2009 Water Development Commission book with you. Thank you.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. in room 302. We hope to finish up work on House Bill 54, Workers' Compensation Amendments. House Bill will start and hear House Bill 53, Unfair Employment Practices, and House Bill 119, Genetic and Metabolic Disease Programs.
Vice Chairman Lubnow.
Mr. Chairman, your committee number 4, Education, will meet Friday, January 16, 2009, 1 hour afternoon recess in room H10 to discuss the following bill, House Bill 33, Expanded Opportunity Pilot Program.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in H11 to finish work on tax vendor compensation. That's House Bill 102, and then take up House Bill 22, Qualifications for Veterans Tax Exemption, and House Bill 50, Tax Sales Cost.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8 on Transportation Highways and Military Affairs will meet 15 minutes upon adjournment today, January 15th, in room H17 to discuss House Bill 43, Military Department Leasing Fees, and then House Bill 46, National Guard Medical Profession Retention Program.
Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow for general file, we will take up House Bill 58, Responsibilities of Injectors and Pore Space Owners, House Bill 57, Ownership of Pore Space Dominance of Mineral Estate, House Bill 56, Sequestration Recoverable Hydrocarbons, and House Bill 62, Charter School Law Amendments. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, January 16th.
10 a.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.